So does that sound good? I don't know what it is. Right here on the screen. Okay, so we are going to start up again. The shir is dedicated for Shlema of Arya Yosef ben Dvarahinda, and for Shlema. And it's good to have the Olam back. We are learning the Sefer Orchos Yosher. He brings, I see the style of the Sefer is basically he tries to build up the importance and the significance of each midah through the lens of Chazal. And he basically just brings Chazals from memory. People said that everything written in the Sefer, Reb Chaim wrote with no Sfarim in front of him. It means not just the Maror Kodesh, it's the word for word. He wrote it with no Sfarim in front of him. This thing about it is incredible. But anyway, so we were in chapter Hey. Again, I do have some Sfarim still for people that are joining the Shir. I think I have 2-3 left. So if you are part of the Shir and you did not get a Sefer yet, you know, let me know. We are on page, in this version, page 73, it's chapter Hey, it's Afoichba v'Afoichba. So here, Reb Chaim is bringing down how the basic concept is how every Chochmah is fully in the Torah. And if you know Chochmah, Satorah, you will not need to delve into other areas. So, for example, math. Okay? So, Chazal say, he brings over here, Ayin Erevin Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph. It's in this version, it's page 74. Ayin Erevin Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph. Kol sheyesh behekeifoy shloisha tfachim yesh boy roichav tefach. Bring that chair there. So, any circle which is with a has a hekif of third of three tfachim, the roichav, the diameter is one tefach. So in geometry, they tell you that the circumference of a circle is pi times the diameter. Pi d or 2 pi r, however you want to. I think they say 2 pi r for some reason. But it's the same thing as saying pi times the diameter. Now, pi is 3.14, etc. Chazal know, are very well aware that, that 3 is lav dafka. It's lav dafka. 3 is lav dafka. It's a little bit more, but Chazal say we weren't being particular in that. But it's a mefurash Chazal kosheish behekev for shlosha tefachim yesh boy roichav tefach. Right. So it's mamash what Chazal are saying. So where did Chazal get that from? So Gemara says it's a bereishis rabba from the Yam Shasa Shloimei. No. It's from the Yamsha Ashla Shloimei. Shlomo HaMelech made a round mikvah in his palace. And if you learn the measurements of that mikvah, you'll find the concept of pi diameter equals the circumference. Furthermore, Bereishis Rabba, Sholish Meis Ama Oirech HaTeva, Chamishim Ama Rochba, Shlishim Ama Kaimasa. So in the ratio of the Sfina of the Teva, you find that it was 300 Amos long. It was 50 amos wide and 30 amos tall. Limdas chotoyo der cheretz shem yase adam sfina. You want to make up a boat that works. It should be with those dimensions or with that ratio at least. Okay. So he goes on and on to show many many places that from the Torah we find der cheretz. From the Torah we find midos. From the Torah we find how a person is supposed to behave. For example. It's the Gemara in Soita, it says, Mia Isha Shabana Bias, Limda Torah Derech Eretz. Torah is teaching me proper behavior. Shiv Ne Adam Bias, you should first build the house, then Vayita Kerem, then build, then plant your garden. Ve'acha Kachisish, and then get married. Bereshis Rabba, Ve'yeshivim Erechodesh Yomim. So he brings many, many Derech Eretz concepts, Musagim from Derech Eretz, that are come up in the way the Torah tells things of Ek. I'm not going to go through all of them, but that's pretty much the concept. So let's sum it up with what he says at the end of page 78. Uvaksuvis, Loshen Chachamim, bracha lashon chachamim moisha lashon chachamim marpe. Okay, I got an attempt to arrive by Chazal. She called davar yadu min atayra. Chazal knew everything from Torah. V'chem chach me called davar dar. Hachichu called davar min atayra. And so too, Chazal, if you want to try to prove something, they always proved it from the Torah. I remember it made a big impression on me when I was a kid. I don't remember what grade. So we learned the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ches. So the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ches says, Minayin Shebavel Min Atzafin. How do you know that Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Shenemar Mitzafin Tipasach Hara. Because from the north is where the Korban is going to happen. So, frekt my Rebbe, so Mitzafin Tipasach Hara, just look at a map. When you have pasuk to prove that Tzafon is in the dorm in the north that Bavel's in the north. So the Teretz is that a pasuk in the Torah is more MS than a map. I mean, a map doesn't show you the fact, does not teach you the MS as much as a pasuk in the Chumash does. The pasuk in the Chumash is MS in all levels. There's no pickbook on any part of it. So a map, whatever, you can look at this without you get. You know, it's the scale, not the scale. Is it exact, not exact? You know, especially so. The greatest emes in the world is you want to give a proof. You prove it from the Torah. But that's Mamish Dizvart that he's saying that everything is proved from the Torah. Chol Isaac b'Torah l'shma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Limtzoi Kol Davar b'Torah. V'Tzas Hashem Hisakom Eitzas Sheish B'Dvar Hashem Hitakom L'Olam. So I just want to explain one other thing. So he says over here this idea. That, like I said, I mentioned last time that my sister's a professor of math, and she teaches two Sfarim, two books of the Ibn Ezra on math. That whatever. Now, I want to explain one thing about this concept. So Reb Chaim is saying the Torah in the Torah is all the Chochmah. That's true, because the Torah is the Chochmah behind the world. So everything has to stim with the Torah. So on every level, you will, if you understand it with the full depths, you'll understand everything. But there's another point as well, which is, the Gemara says, Soyid Hashem li Reyav. The Gemara talks about that one of the Tanoim or Amoroim was given a Mar Adam. To find out if it's Tamir Tar. And then he said something, she's sick. The Gemara wants to figure out how to know that. So the Gemara says, Soyed Hashem L'Reyov. That means that you don't have to figure out tit for tat. So where does it say this in the Torah? It could be it doesn't say it in the Torah. Preferish. But it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave as a matana the chokhmah of the Torah to these tzaddikim al tzayr Hashem l'reyav. They have a certain way of being typhus, a metzias, that they could explain it. Now, I heard a very strange thing. I don't know if it's from a good source. Did I say this over about the Gra's knowledge of medicine? Someone came over to me and told me that there's seven chokhmas in the Bria. There's chokhmas, the Torah, but there's seven chokhmas. Music is a chokhmah. The body is a chokhmah. Sciences, mathematics, handasa is one of them, like how things work, physics, basically. Well, the sciences. So, the Gra knew all of those. Okay. Now, so this person came over to me and said, the Gra didn't know medicine. That means that he knew the way the body works. But medication is talking about one of the seven chokhmas. And it's how to treat certain things or why this reaction with that could be is a man-made chokhma. That's not part of the Chochmah of the Bria itself. And that the Gra didn't know. So if you'd come, like the Chazon Ish wouldn't tell you which medicine to take. But the Chazon Ish would tell you how to do your brain surgery, like that famous story of the Chazon Ish. Because That's a chokhmah of the Torah. That's a chokhmah that's in the Bria. And if it's in the Bria, you have to know it. If you know Torah, you know that. But medicine is not considered one of the Sheva Chochmas. That's what I heard lately. I'm not sure exactly how that works. But that's there are man-made chokhmas. Doesn't mean the Chazon Ish will know how to fix an Apple phone. You could do a brain surgery. And don't say, well, he studied brain. He didn't study either one. The Torah says figuring out the Apple phone is not one of the chokhmas of the Bria. It's a man-made concept that they have their own system of figuring out. So they created it as a system. So that's not a chokhma that lives in the Bria necessarily. You see what I'm saying? So that a person created a system and he created a way it works, and now he taught it to some people and he put videos on YouTube and whatever. So that doesn't mean that knowing everything means that. But knowing the things which are in the Bria, that they mean. This famous Netziv, that the Netziv says that if a person is sick, so if they're really on the high level, they shouldn't have to go to a doctor. It's a Ramban, really. But he says, why? Because you'll be able to, one second, if my eye is hurting, maybe I have to work on this midah. And if my leg is hurting, I have to work on that midah. Chaim Kanievsky told someone, three people from a bank came to him and their legs were hurting, all three. They worked in the same bank. So he came to Chaim Kanievsky, said, what's going on? He said, is the bank open Chol HaMoed? So he says, yes, close the bank Chol HaMoed. For Chaychus, Shlosha Regalim. So that's it. You don't need a doctor. So the Netziv said, writes in the Tshuva, in Meshiv Davar, he says, one time I went to a doctor. I went to the doctor and he told me what's wrong. And then I said, thank you very much. And I didn't let the doctor treat it. So if you're going to the doctor, let him treat it. So he says, no. I had to go to the doctor so the doctor could tell me. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was feeling schwach. I know what was wrong with me. I went to the doctor. The doctor told me what's wrong. Oh, that's what's wrong. Okay, so now thank you for telling me. Now I can go fix it and do tshuva on that aver. That's an it's a right, right? Now, obviously, the Ramban says that, that this is only for people on that level, etc. But in the emes of it, that's really what's going on. Okay, fine. All right, so let's stop here. And next week, tomorrow we'll start the next thing. Hashgacha Prat is very fascinating stuff in the next paragraph. Okay. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Good night.
Good to start over again, everyone. Thank you.
Good to be back.
Yeah, shkoyach. Okay, Doc. We'll take care of your message. All right.